The first time in Ebenezer is basically a medical shufcha. And I want to start it at least inside. Probably we should start next week. I'd like to talk about a very contemporary shaila that is related. Sometimes you have shailas and you find their resolution in the place you least expect, in sugyas you least expect to find it. So I'd like to talk about a very contemporary shaila. We need a Ramesha or Rabbi Yashu, we need somebody that could pass it for Klal Yisrael. But in the meantime, it's a little under the still on the QT a little bit, but it's a shaila that's becoming more and more relevant. Let me just first give the Ptsua Daka background. What is a Krishuf and a Ptsua Daka? There are certain injuries to the male Evarim that makes someone Asa Bikal. Certain injuries, which we're going to learn about, which make a person Asa Bikal. There are injuries to one of three parts of the body, either the gid, the male organ, or the bayim, the testicles, or the gidei habayim, or the chutei habayim. Now we're going to talk about what chutei habayim are exactly, which part of the body that is, and which types of procedures involve issues. Those people have a vasectomy, which basically cuts off the path that takes sperm from the evarim to the gid for ejaculation, and then become balei tshuva, have shailas about being mutar b'kahal. These are things which ask a person to marry into the kahal, and they're not always reversible, which we'll get into. And these are the shailas that have to do with the simen. Okay, injuries again to the gid, the bayim, or what Chazal called the chutei azera, the shvilei azera, which are the three parts of the body that injuries asur a person bakal to marry, can marry giyiris, it says in Sefalif, because someone who's asur bakal is mutter in a giyiris. But otherwise, these are psulim, it's in a way, better. It's not a type of psul which passes on to children if they can have children. And Giyiris is reluctant to marry a mamzer because the mamzeris carries over the children. But in the case of somebody who's technically a Ptsuadak and Krishufcha, there's nothing that passes on to children, and therefore in a case where they're able to have children, it's less of a restrictive issue, except it's restrictive to have to marry only a Giyiris.
And it makes it very odd. Could that be reversed?
It can, a vasectomy, depending on how many years after the vasectomy is done, it can be reversed. If it's done within 3 years, I think it's 75% effective. If it's done after 20 years, it's 30% effective. So it depends a lot. And I assume these numbers change all the time. In the Grismaisha, writing 50 years ago, he asked the statistics about how effective it is, but I think today it's more effective. But anyway, these are the basic issues. Now, as I said, I'd like to start Sifalif, the text inside, next week when we'll have the part of the Yailim that's not here, but
in any event, they could get the Zera next week. Even if the Shvilim are cut, they could harvest the Zera, maybe artificially.
Right, they can take the Zera directly from the testicles. However, it doesn't change the psul the call. I mean, if he marries a Giyiris, there are ways of doing it. At any rate, this is the first half of the simen, and then Yitzhak Shem will deal with it. There is a Shiloh which comes in Derech Agav. It's a Gemara, but this Gemara is used for a Shiloh, a 20th century Shiloh, and an up and coming 21st century Shiloh. So I want to explain the Nidain, the Shiloh, and then we'll talk about the lumdis of where it comes from. There's an issue deraisa of Nishmarta Mikol Dovara, Shalaya Haradam Biyaim, Biyavili Dekari Balaila. There's an issue for a person to do things, Irhurim, that cause him to have an ejaculation, that cause him to be Maisi Zera Levatala. It's an Issa Deiraisa. And Chazal called it an Isser Chamor. It's a little puzzling, the language of Chazal. Chazal in the Simach of Gimel here in Evan Ezer actually use the following lashon. In Chav Gimel Sif Aleph, it says, Otsi Lohaitzi Shechva Zera Levatala. The language of the Machaber is Avoin Zechomer Mikol Aver Shabbatayra, Fikach, Lay Adam Dosh Befnim, Vizayra Bebuchutz, Layisak Tanish Enoi Laylait, which that's the Machaber. It says it's Chomer Mikol Aver Shabbatayra. Beishmuel says right away that it's not Chomer Mikol Aver Shabbatayra. A person has a Kishui. You tell him he should be Bayil in Isser, so it shouldn't be Zer Levatala. It's Chamri Bekala Raisha Betayr. Beishmuel says that, Kosub Sefer Chasidim, Misyore Shayi Koshal Beisha Sish, Oibenida Chasr Shalom, Toim Loilites is Zer Levatala, rather than to be Bayil in Ida. Now, if it's Chamri Bekala Verisha Betayr, then it better be Bayil in Ida. And not be Maitzi Zera Levatala. So, according to that, Lefizem Ashkasa Bezayer, Avoy Maitzi Zera Levatala, Chamakal Veshabetayra, Lav Dafka. So it's a little troubling that the Mechaber should use such a lashon. And the Kasha I had in the Beishmuel is why is he saying Gesanida? What about an Isalav? Nida's Karis. Should we boil an Isalav rather than be Maitzi? So I don't think we have a. Would say such a psak, but so the language, the Chomerdika language, needs some explanation. It's a Mechaber, so there is an explanation. I just don't know what it is. But the bottom line is that to be Maitzi Zera Levatala is an Issa Deraisa, and it's an Issa Chomer. The Ramosha writes in the Tshuva that it's Deraisa L'Kuli Alma. Taisa says it's Deraisa, and Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf. Ramosha says L'Kuli Alma. What's the Shaila? The Shaila, the 20th century Shaila, had to do with giving Zera for medical testing. Somebody who has fertility issues. And in order to test the Zera, most fertility issues are in the female, not in the male. The majority of people who have trouble conceiving, it's usually the female anatomy is just much more complicated. Most female. By male, the most common issue, which is called the varicocele, has to do with blood vessels that's supposed to take blood from the lower part of the body and for whatever reason is taking blood down and causes the avarim of the man to be warmer than usual. Not warmer than you and I would perceive, but warmer than usual. And that causes the sperm in the body. It's a Pella, the whole Bria, it's a Dava Pella. I mean, how people could think this happened by itself. The sperm in the body, above each testicle, there's a chut, which if stretched out would be between 20 and 30 feet long. And it's above each testicle. And the sperm travels there, it takes 75 days was the estimation, 75 days to mature. Person with a varicocele, the area is warm and it doesn't mature for 75 days. And Chazal called it. Chazal talk about this. They talk about Bishul Hazera, about the ripening of the Zera. You need the 75 days. A varicocele is a condition where it comes out more quickly. A varicocele is easily tested. A doctor does a physical feels the area by a man and can tell if there's a varicocele. Once the varicocele issue is removed, the issues of male infertility are much less frequent. It's usually a female issue, not a male issue. Having said that, when doctors usually test the female first, and if they don't find an issue, they ask a man to give sperm, give semen, give zera, to test the sperm to see if there's a male issue. Shaila is about being mighty zera for the purpose of testing. There's a tshuva in Reb Chaim Eiser. This is obviously all relatively recent. I mean, Reb Chaim Eiser is recent in the history of halacha. Reb Chaim Eiser is the tshuva in Chelek Hay, Chelek Gimel, tshuva Chaf Dalet, I say. He says, Neshati come upon him. He says, the common Shaila already in 1930. And he says that it's mutter, and the basis for it is important to follow through, because it'll bring us to a new shaila about the topic. But here the shaila is about giving zera. So, giving zera for testing purposes. Now, he's not talking, he says before, he's not talking about masturbation, about stroking the aver, which is an isser of leisinof, which is a separate isser. Not talking about that. He's talking about doing it in another way. A married man can put on a condom and do a derech bia, and then take the zera and give it for testing. The question is if that's mutter. So follow through. There are three cases. There's Reb Chaim Eiser's case of testing. There's the case here in the Beis Shmuel that I'll read to you. And then there's the case in Yevamis, the Petsua Daka case, which I'll tell you. These three cases are the basis for any shaila on the topic. Okay? You with me? Okay, shaila is about being Moitzi Zerah. It's not Lavatola, it's for testing purposes. Is that mutter? So, Reb Chaim Eiser points to a Beis Shmuel and Simon Chafes of Kavanah. Because there's a separate Isser in the Torah of Al Yahara Adam B'yayim V'alvidei Keri Balayla. It's not, but it's not Chai Behem, it's only when it involves death. When it involves Sakaras Nefashis. So the question is, everyone agrees he can't do Leisinov to be able to have children. So the question is, a basis for the Hedda for this. I mean, it's logical that it's not Levatolim, which is really a shas sugya, like leisashkes kolaitz. Now destroy trees, whatever, fruit trees. If you're doing it for a purpose, we say it's not ashkasa. A person can argue it's at a svara that it's mutter. It's much better to find the makar in halacha to be matir, and as you'll see, it gets a little more complicated. Okay, am everybody with me on this? It's
any possibility prior to the marriage?
To test people prior. There's no assumption of a problem. People don't assume a problem. People get married and look, ruba to ruba, it's fine. And to start telling everyone to go for all kinds of testing before marriage is very, very difficult. Most women who have regular periods, most don't have an issue. And men who know they could have a kishui, most of them don't have an issue. And the issues are generally when a man could have a kisha and a woman has a regular period, whatever issues there are generally treatable. So listen to this chiddush of a Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel says, "Im nimtza dam be'eid shel isha." A man and a woman were intimate, and afterwards, a woman finds some blood on the sheet where they were together. Yesh safik im adam mimena im imenu. A chaf hei beis. Nitsa dam beit shel isha. V'yesh safik im adam mimena im imenu. And the safik is, did the blood come from her? In which case she's a nida. She's also to her husband. Im imenu. Maybe he's got some, not normal for a man to have blood, but it could happen. Maybe the blood is from him. So what do you do? How do you establish? Is a suffix of a deraisa? She might be a nida. So listen to his language. Nira lechayra. He says nira lechayra. Chaim Eiser assumes he means to pask it this way. Nira lechayra. Demuta leish lahaytzi zera kidei levarer im adam mimenu. Mimenu who? Dehain isa leshamish lahaytzi zera. Whatever those words exactly mean. He's saying it's mutter. I don't know exactly what those five words mean. Gam yesh lavi raya mishas perakar. Raya from a Gemara, a Psuadaka Gemara. But first, his case. He's saying is that it's a mutter for a man here. It's much different. Reb Chaim Oizer Shilas to test it. He may have a lifelong problem of Peruvu. That's Reb Chaim Oizer's case. Here we're just talking about a week and a half, right? We're talking about 12 days that she's going to have to count 12 days and go to Mikvah.
Why not wait?
So he says, there's no Isser. It's not Levatol. It's not Levatol. It's for a purpose. Kiddush. So he says. Mut. Then he says the raya is case number 3 from Perika Oral the Issa Sham. There's a Gemara and Ayin Vav in Yavamis. This is the third case. We're going to have 3 cases we know it's Mutter. Chaim Oizer's Psak, Beishmuel's Psak, and the case in Gemara. Here's the Gemara's case. The Gemara talks about Nikav Vinistam, a person who has a Nekev in the Gid, which is one of the cases here in the Simen, which can make a person a Ptsua Daka. He has a hole in the Gid. So does that make him a Ptsua Daka? So the Gemara says, Kol She'ilu Nikri V'Nikra, Posel, V'Imlaf Kosher. If, when he's with his wife, or however he has a Kishoy, if the Zera comes out of this hole, the hole is down to the Shvila Ezera, and Nikri V'Nikra, meaning that Nikri means that he'd be Bakeri V'Nikra, and okay, we'll see exactly what Nikra means, Pasul. Imlav Kosher. If nothing happens, if it's a hole on the outside, but it doesn't have any effect, then it's Kosher. So what are we talking about? The Shail of Amin is Mutter Bakal. And what are we saying? We should test him. Now, he can't be Baal's wife because he might be Asita, he might be Ptsua Daka. So, what does it mean? What do you do exactly? This is the Gemara. Gemara says, Shalach le Rava Berei de Rabba le Rabbi Yosef. Apparently, Rava had this case. So he sent Rav Yosef a Shaila. Ilamdeinu Rabbeinu, hechi abdinan. How do you do this? Kosho Nikra, there you have to test him. How do you test him? So listen to this. Amalei, Maisina Nama Chamima Desari. It's another Gemara Rafua. You bring warm barley bread, Umanchina Le Abe Pukri, and you put it Abe Pukri. What's Abe Pukri? Neka Besare. You put it by the person in his. In the anus, you put it in the neck of a ray of a person. Umikri, and it'll cause him to have an erection. It'll cause him to have a kisha. But I don't know how it works exactly. Harvey will come back with an explanation of how it works. V'chazinale, and then we check. We see what happens by this kisha. That's what it says. Amalei Abaya said, I have a different way of doing it. Mavrina kamei big day tzivainim. Bring in front of him ladies' garments. I assume he does not mean sneistika garments. You bring in front of him women's garments, and he'll have carry from that. So Amalei Rava to kuliyama basilia galadihu. Is everyone such a manovel that I get a kishi from seeing such begadim? Ella, do it with the warm bread. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that we pass like both aces. If it works, big sign of work, we pass like both. So, to Beis Shmuel or Chaim Oizer, what does the Gemara say? Gemara is saying that you're allowed to be Moitzi Zera to test if this man is Mutar B'Kol or not. Which means to say, and not only that, Nishmarta mikol dovaroshla yaharadam biyaim yavili the karavalaila. It's an issa of hearer. What is begodim tzivainim? What is rav zaitza? So Rashi says, ma'avirim b'far b'day tzivain shishuvu hu maharer b'isha v'nikri. It means he's maharer b'isha. It doesn't mean he's thinking about taisus. It means he's thinking about these things and he has a kisha. So this is, it's the Yosaidistik of Gemara. It comes, like I said, it comes here in the middle of the Dine Psuadaka. But the Gemara is saying that you're allowed to cause a person allowed to cause himself, even through hero, to have a kishu and be mitzi zera, for the purpose of testing if he's mutar bakal. This is what it says. It says here in the Gemara. Zokta Bei Shmuel, from there, I can learn to my case, where they found blood, if the dam. Is that similar?
Huh?
Yeah, it's very strange, the similarity. The Erchlin there in Yevamis is Lumatmiya and the Bei Shmuel. Yagus the Bei Shmuel. He says, what's the Dimian? Gemara is talking to test if he's Mutar Bakal. And the Bei Shmuel is talking if she's a nido or not at the 12-day issue.
The only thing is that they're both under Ashkos. There's a purpose for each one of them. The difference is, well, depending which purpose, what the purpose is. As long as there is a purpose at the end of the... 100%.
100%. That's Pshat in the Bei Shmuel. Reb Chaim Moses says we pass like the Bei Shmuel. He says, he doesn't even bring the Arfon in. He says we pass them like him. That's exactly like you're saying. What they're saying here is that the Isser, Levatala, is only Levatala. If it's her purpose, then it's Mutter. Now, which purpose? I can't tell you exactly which purpose, but it have to be cases that are Mutter. Case number one is the Gemara's case, to check if he's a Tzodako or not. Case number two is the Beis Shmuel's case, to check if the dam came from him or her. Case number three is the Reb Chaim Isaac case to take Zera for testing.
Reb Shmuel says maybe the Zera, maybe there's Dam in the Zera, or it's Dam instead of Zera for the man.
Dam mixed into Zera. That's just the Metzius of how it would be. If he has an internal injury, the Dam can come. So these are three Mekairis for a source for the fact that the issue of Zera Levatala is Levatala. It's not when it's for a Tachlis. And we can argue about what Tachlis is about, but we have three things that are Gemara and Beis Shmuel and Reb Chaim Isaac. Igros Moshe has numerous tshuvas on giving Zera for testing. The first ones are in Ebenezer Aleph, tshuva Ayin and Ayin Aleph. And in Chelek Ebenezer Gimel, Ebenezer Dalet, he has other tshuvas. In all of them, he passes Reb Chaim Isaac. Brings Reb Chaim Moser. Reb Chaim Moser is like the tshuva of on this topic. You know, you need to, when something new comes up, you need a gadol hador paskin and Klal Yisrael's mekabel. And Reb Chaim Moser's tshuva is pretty much mekabel. And when it comes up, this is what we basically do: we tell people to have a tashmish with a condom, and then the condom is put into a specimen container, and it's brought for testing. And this is the way from Yidden they do it. I'm told that there are poskim that say to take a needle, make a hole in the condom. So I don't understand it. I don't think the hole in the condom lets the zera out anyway. And Reb Chaim Moser's heter has nothing to do with needing a hole in the condom. And I don't know. What?
The Loshen Beis Shmuel.
What?
The Loshen Beis Shmuel.
Those five words are very hard to touch. Yeah, the language, but it can't be therapia because she's a nida. He can't do it therapy. He seems to be bedamit. And zera is mutal litzarech tashmish. And this is also a tzara to be able to have tashmish later. But the language of Beis Shmuel is difficult. But the Reb Chaim is passing like it. Reb Moshe is passing like it. You're 100% right. Most by Averis ben Adam lechaveroi, Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Aris has a beautiful klal. He says all Averis ben Adam lechaveroi are only asa derech hashchasa unless there's a riboy. Unless there's a riboy in the pasuk, lashon hara is mutal teyalus. The issa to be chayvel in somebody to be makke chaveroi. The Rambam has a tshuva, which is nagea today about people ask about plastic surgery. You allowed a plastic surgery? It's a maka. That's the Rambam's lashon. The Rambam's lashon is that chayvul b'chaver is only asa derech nitzayin or derech nitzayin. There are two gerses in the Rambam, which means derech hashchasa. If it's done for a constructive purpose, there's no issa. generally, Bein Olam HaVeira is only Asa Derech HaShchasa. Now, this is not a Bein Olam HaVeira HaVeira, it's Bein Olam HaMakim HaVeira. But the logic of the whole thing makes sense to all of us. And this is really the heter of Chaim Eisen's heter, of Moshe's heter. This is the heter, like I say, it's a heter that's Mekubal, and pretty much, I can say Ma'aseh Mechayim, but it's Ma'aseh Mechayim, Torah, it's Ma'aseh Mechayim that this is done. I do tell people to be tested for the varicose seal first before they go for this, but people have a varicose seal, or Baruch Hashem, it always works. In all the cases, it's fairly common. Probably had it a dozen times in the last 30 years since I'm teaching, and everybody it works. A varicose seal is a simple surgery. It was done originally that the cut the person open to do it. What they do is they clip the blood vessel that goes down. Today, it's a pella what they do. They make a hole in the belly button. They don't want to leave a scar, so they make the hole in the belly button. And then they make a hole right above it. In one of them, they put in a camera. And in one of them, they put in a snipper. I don't know why they need two holes. I don't know. And they clip the blood vessel, or two blood vessels usually. If it's bilateral, it's on both sides. And they go in. They walk out of the hospital like nothing. It's amazing what they do today. And I remember, I'm not that old, when people were laid up, they had to cut the person and then cut the person in the mukim, the higher up in the stomach, and they went in and they clipped the blood vessels. But anyway, this is topic number one, and this is pretty much mekubal across the board. I think Chassidim and Litvaks at Matern and Yerushalayim and everywhere. Rav Chaim Eisen's tshuva, as far as I know, is mekubal, and this is it's done. Baruch Hashem, most fertility issues are resolvable today, as long as they're not, as long as they're within the parameters of certain parameters. So this is, I told you, the 20th century issue. Now I want to talk to you about a 21st century issue, which I don't know a clear psak. Everything I'm telling you about it is Bederech Efsher, because I'm not, we need someone to paskin. I'm just talking Bederech Limud. The Shaila today has to do with a man, a male, who doesn't have taivas nashim. He doesn't have a taiva of a woman. He doesn't get any. He doesn't get an erection. He doesn't have any desire. And it comes in many different levels. This comes. There are people, despite what you read, there are people who are born with a tendency, for whatever reason, not to have typhus nashim. There are people for whom it develops, whatever the developmental reasons might be. The shaila is this. Now, my original experience with this, over the years, twice, I had people who called me anonymously and told me that they need a rav to talk to. They want to talk to somebody who knows them, and Shaila is going through the procedure. Now, conversion therapy is illegal in most of the states, I think in 26 states in New York. Now, the conversion therapy is if someone has homosexual tendencies and wants to be straight, you're not allowed to treat them in New York State, in New Jersey. I think in Pennsylvania it's legal under certain cases. If he's straight and wants to be homosexual, I don't think there's a ban on that. But there's a ban, they call it torture. Even though the person voluntarily requests it, it's torture. So they're going to ban dieting for the same reason. But I think in 21 states it's legal, and in 3 states it's in the courts. So putting that aside, I'm not talking about whether he has a taiva for men or not. I'm talking about someone who doesn't have taiva for women and wants to develop such a taiva. Now, there's a tremendous spread of how serious it is. Some people need, who want to change, need more call it more heavy therapy, more serious therapy, and some people need a minor amount of
mental.
Not entirely. Without getting into the details of it, it's not entirely so. It's partially, but let's just say it's not entirely so. So the shaila that comes up is whether it's mutter for a man to try to have hirurim that bring him to kishui. Now, that's not the refuah. The refuah, there are certain lifestyle changes that are helpful to for a man who's, so I call it moderately affected, to be able to change. There are certain lifestyle changes that that work and work pretty quickly if it's what we call a moderate type of situation. And but it has to involve at least at some point a certain level of hirurei isha. And the question is whether it's mutter. Like I told you, it's a very difficult issue. One of the people who I was in contact with, who used to call me, at the very end of his process, he was going through a very intense treatment with a group, and when it came to it, to the end of the procedure, the end of the process, he called me with the following shaila. He told me to graduate, so to speak. You know, they have them go to a hotel, and there are women, volunteer women there. And the goal is to be able to have a proper kishui, and he wouldn't chas v'sholom, do a bia to someone who's asa to him. You know, he can arrange for a guy, it's mokal, and whatever it is. Whether that's mutter or whether that's asa. Now, I don't have the shoulders to be mad to such a thing. But my heart went out to him. This is a fellow who worked on it for a year or two. He's an Erl Chiyid. He has this thing, and I'll tell you what I told him on the spot. I'll tell you right now, I don't know if I was right or wrong. What I told him on the spot was the following. That many years ago, I went to Rav Moshe. There was a boy in yeshiva who turned bar mitzvah. He came from a totally fraya home, and not even such a functional home. And they let him be in yeshiva because it wasn't a headache for them. The shaila was, he's turning bar mitzvah, the house is treif, totally treif. So chazer he doesn't eat, but the meat is not kosher, the chicken is not kosher. So he asked Rapam what to do, what do I tell him? You know, if I tell him he's in seventh grade, I tell him that he can't eat treifus, parents are gonna put him in public school. The father rather was a guy, an Italian guy, and the mother was, I think 30 years younger than him. And had this child when she was 16 or 17. And there was no Yiddishkeit in the house. And she's going to pull him out of yeshiva. So what do I do? I tell him to eat treifus, or I tell him to do something, get pulled out of yeshiva. I didn't know what to do. I asked Rapam. So finally Rapam told me, he went back and forth. He said, you have to ask Ramesha. So I made an appointment by Ramesha in the house. And I used to go for Shabbos a lot, so I told them, the best thing is after davening. It's a calm time, and the main policeman is not there Shabbos. And so I had an appointment. I sat down with Ramesha. Now, Ramesha had a knack for saying things clearly, concisely, in one or two sentences, and hitting the core of everything, So I presented the question, and we sat down in his dining room after davening. I already had a whole list of additional shaylas at the time, but this was the main question. So Ramesha said the following to me. He said, only a ger has to be mekabel kol ha-Torah kula bebasachas. A Jew doesn't have to mekabel the whole Torah. He said, but if yes, you could eat treif, can't say yes. So try to make sure he doesn't ask you. That's what he told me. So I told Sof Torah Palm, it was a line he said over very often, only a gerasi makaba kolata erkuba basachas. It became one of his lines in his shmuzin. So this is what I told this man, sometimes is right or wrong, I don't know. I discussed it with one of the Gedolei Yisrael later, and he was sort of wishy-washy. He said it's a hard thing to say, but if the person was in front of him, you know, he doesn't know what he would have said. And getting back to our Shaila is whether someone, I'm not talking about doing what this person wanted to do, which is really, it's hard to justify a pihalacha, but I'm talking about a bacher, a yeshiva bacher, who's struggling with it. And like I said, the eitzes are basically lifestyle type of eitzes, but the question is dating, whether it's mutter to coach him to try to be, what should I tell you, to be Maharabi Isha, whether that's mutter or not. Now, based on what we learned today, the Zerel of Atollah issues shouldn't be issues. Because what we learned is that if it's to be mutter lavei b'kahal, it's mutter. Obviously, if he doesn't take care of this, he's not gonna be able to get married to her, or no foreign woman is going to marry him. And al Zerel of Atollah, it should not be an issue. The issue is in Abizrayu, the Aroyas issue. It's a bit of a complicated issue. Whether the Zera issue is not an issue. The issue is to what point it's mutter to be Maharavisha deliberately.
This is Koshi Eber Lishma. It's like...
It's Lishma, but it's to someone that's not mutter to him at the moment. That's the Shaila. It's a difficult shaila. You need a psak. What?
It's an Isra Taira.
Assuming it's Isra Taira. Well, without a Makar and Halacha, I'm not talking about being Makar from Svar. I'll tell you the possible Makar and Halacha, and you'll tell me. The question is when he gets to that point.
So
the teva of these people is—they don't come lidei kishin zelvatar really. They come hopefully they're able to come to a kishui. And the question—it's a process. The question is whether that's mutter or not.
What level of process comes?
It's a hard question. But what do you do when you're sitting with the bacher? It looks like a regular yeshiva. He is a regular yeshiva bacher. What do you do when you're sitting with him and he's talking to you about this? If it's us, it's us. The question is if it's mutter. I want to tell you a possible heter. I want to tell you a possible avenue of heter. Okay, the iser would be in Yeridayin, Sivan Kufno Zayin. It says, Abizrayu da'aroyis is Yehorg Valyavar. Yehorg Valyavar. Abizrayu da'aroyis. Not doing Zel Vatom. I'm talking about Abizrayu da'aroyis. What's Abizrayu da'aroyis? The Shachdeh brings in Sivkot Yud. The Gemara about the man who had a taiva for a woman, he was dying from the taiva. And Chazal said, they asked him, Yadaber ima aruma, let him just talk to her naked. He said, Yomus va yadaber aruma. He said, Tami mechare yageder, and speak to him. And they said, Yomus va yadaber ima mechare yageder. Abizrayu daroyis, it's machais rishayna, but we passed, and that's us, it's Yarvayavar. Yarvayavar. So I want to tell you the avenue where it might be mutter, and it's based on an igros maisha, and need not davar legedaylim to paskin. I'm not, but the shah is a fascinating shayla, and it requires a person to roll up his sleeves and to try to look in shulchan aruch and try to find a klara thing. And this, it's heartbreaking. It's one thing on the phone; it's another thing when you meet the person. And it's very, very difficult. So I want to tell you a sifin shulchan aruch, two sifim here in Evan Hez. This is in Chav Gimel, which is Chav Aleph. Now you have to listen carefully to we're talking now not about hashkafa, we're talking about halacha. Hashkafa, people say, yeah, why not? No, we're talking about halakha, the technicalities. Gemara number one is brought in Shulchan Aruch that Yomus v'yadabir ima mecher yageder. You see, better die than to have this type of hanah of speaking to this woman. Yet in Siman Chaf Aleph Siv Gimel it says, "Mutal istakel bepnuya lebaitka imiyafa sheisa enu." When a person is anticipating, contemplating engagement, the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to look at it. Listakel, listakel is a lashon of looking intensely. Lebaitka miyafa sheisa enu, to see if she's, if he likes her enough to marry her. Bein shuhi besula ibuula. V'loyayid ela sharoi lasis kein. Supposed to do it. Avoloyistakel ba derasnus. But, now that needs interpretation. Al yistakel ba derasnus. So what does it mean? What does it mean exactly? Al yistakel ba derasnus needs explanation. But that's what it says. It says mutal istakel ba yistakel derasnus. And needs, like I said, technical pshat. What's the pshat? Al yistakel derasnus. And what does it mean? Yistakel b'pnei l'bayit k'miyafa? What does it mean, l'bayit k'miyafa? It has to mean being happy with their appearance. That's what it means. A second sif. Sif dal. Mutal la'odam lahabit bi'ishtoi afal pi shehinida vi'erav aloi afal pi sheyesh lehanoa b'riyasa. It says here, ishtoi nida. You have to know, the Abizrayu applies to ishtoi nida. In Siman Kuf Tzadikei, in Hilchas Nida, the Gra brings that le'sikruvu le'galei se'erva. All the Yisurim, all the Yisur, the Archakas, are the Daraisa, le'sikruvu le'galei se'erva. It's things that bring a person to erva. It applies to a nida. Mutal adam ha'bish te'bish nida, erva loy. Yishisha nabur yasa, yobi meteris lachazman, ain't about li'dei mechshel. So, the question is, what's mutter? There's something that's mutter, and something that's awesome. In Nigris Maisha, he has a biur. He's not talking about the shayla I'm talking to you about, but in the first heaven, as a tshuva nunvav, Ramaisha holds, he says the following. He says the iser derech znus is when a person does something that's not in the natural interaction of people, and he does it to show chiba to a person. To show a person chiba. He says, once it's known that he has a taivafar, he's saying, speak to me so I should have chiba. He says, deres nus means when it's outwardly with tzarech chiba. Ramesh writes befeirish in the tshuva. That if a person is walking in the street, and he's walking the way he always walks in the street. There are women that are improperly dressed. So even though it is an aveira of nishmarta mikol davarah layahar b'yam v'yavdei aveira b'layla, but about abizrayu da'arayis, he says that's not abizrayu da'arayis, that's not derasnus. If you behave in your normal way, you walk in the street in a normal way, and there are things that the man has a pleasure in seeing, that's not abizrayu da'arayis. It's the shvatim called of ara. It's the aver we spoke at the beginning, but he said that's not a bisrael arayis. Therefore it's not included in this issue. As Ramesh writes beferish in the tshuva, it sounds to me that those words are beferish. If a man dates a woman the normal way, he's not telling her about his problems. He's just privately trying to. Whatever it is, to test himself. That this is, I think, a befer sheheter. And as long as it's done within those parameters, it's mutter. Now, I, nishvatim, called davarola, she'ab, yam, yachter, balayla. But that was the first half of the shia, that's mutter, that's only hashkasa, that's mutter,
it's not nearing.
According to most Rishonim, when we pass it, it is. Yeah, Bezrael, it is. So that's why the stipler writes, if you're allowed to shake hands with a woman, he says, Yehar Vayavar. Now, Ramesh doesn't say Yehar Vayavar, but he says, awesome. And the stipler writes, a cry de grusa, that shaking hands with a woman. Now, if you hold it's a Maisa Chiba, then it's Yehar Vayavar. The question is, if it is a Maisa Chiba, you know, they developed. Ramesh has four or five tshuvas, and the last tshuva he brings, they told him Rav Broya was matir. He says, probably Rav Broya holds, it's not derech chiba. It's the giya, it's just a formality, and it's not derech chiba. So he answers, explains Rav Broya's hadith. The whole thing depends on whether it's derech chiba. The good outcome, the one good outcome of COVID is that when a woman stretches out a hand, you can just go like this, and you're good with it, you know. Or you put on a mask before you walk in. It's, But anyway, like I said, to start the siman inside, I want to wait for next week. But this is a very bright sugya. It's a heavy, sort of heavy on the heart type of sugya. I want to tell you a good thing that came out of it. One of the phone numbers I got saved. One of them, I don't know the man's name, but I saved it, however, on my phone because I wanted to recognize when he's calling, even in the middle of something, to pick up. And it ended up saved. You save something, you know, 5 years later, it's still saved. So one of the premier psychologists, Yid, I think he's a traditional Jew. I've dealt with him probably for a dozen years with these types of not necessarily this, but sexual issues. He's a Manhattan psychologist, an excellent top-of-the-line psychologist. He called me about 4 years ago and asked me, he said, you know, he sees he has to go into this area. And what I know about it, so we spoke about it for a while. We have good shprach. I think he's traditional. He's a wonderful person. His name is Lou Abrams, not Lashon Hara. Lou Abrams, excellent. I have a lot of people that went to him. I still have people that are going to him. An excellent, excellent doctor. I believe he's traditional. But
he's definitely Jewish.
But anyway, he's definitely Jewish, and he has a feel for Yiddishkeit. He's an excellent person. And I put him in touch with this person. And this person said, okay, you don't know my name. I'm not telling you my name, but call me Daniel. I said, why Daniel? He said, Daniel went into the lion's den. I also went into the lion's den. And so I put them in touch. You know, he's a very good support system for people who need to hear that people made it. But anyway, this is a topic. The whole thing comes from testing a kroshufra, the whole makar for this whole thing. Okay, next week we'll learn Sephala for these sessions.